Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 3, starting in verse 21 and ending in verse 38. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. One day when the crowds were being baptized, Jesus himself was baptized. As he was praying, the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit, in bodily form, descended on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, "You are my dearly loved Son, and you bring me great joy." Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his public ministry. Jesus was known as the son of Joseph. Joseph was the son of Heli. Heli was the son of Mathat. Mathat was the son of Levi. Levi was the son of Melchi. Melchi was the son of Janai. Janai was the son of Joseph. Joseph was the son of Mattathias. Mattathias was the son of Amos. Amos was the son of Nahum. Nahum was the son of Esli. Esli was the son of Nagai. Nagai was the son of Math. Math was the son of Mattathias. Mattathias was the son of Semain. Semain was the son of Josech. Josech was the son of Jodah. Jodah was the son of Jonan. Jonan was the son of Risa. Risa was the son of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the son of Shealtiel. Shealtiel was the son of Neri. Neri was the son of Melchi. Melchi was the son of Adi. Adi was the son of Kosam. Kosam was the son of Elmadam. Elmadam was the son of Er. Er was the son of Joshua. Joshua was the son of Eleazar. Eleazar was the son of Joram. Joram was the son of Mathat. Mathat was the son of Levi. Levi was the son of Simeon. Simeon was the son of Judah. Judah was the son of Joseph. Joseph was the son of Jonam. Jonam was the son of Eliakim. Eliakim was the son of Maliah. Maliah was the son of Menah. Menah was the son of Mattatha. Mattatha was the son of Nathan. Nathan was the son of David. David was the son of Jesse. Jesse was the son of Obed. Obed was the son of Boaz. Boaz was the son of Salmon. Salmon was the son of Nashon. Nashon was the son of Amminadab. Amminadab was the son of Admon. Admon was the son of Arni. Arni was the son of Hezron. Hezron was the son of Perez. Perez was the son of Judah. Judah was the son of Jacob. Jacob was the son of Isaac. Isaac was the son of Abraham. Abraham was the son of Terah. Terah was the son of Nahor. Nahor was the son of Serug. Serug was the son of Reu. Reu was the son of Peleg. Peleg was the son of Eber. Eber was the son of Shelah. Shelah was the son of Cainan. Cainan was the son of Arphaxad. Arphaxad was the son of Shem. Shem was the son of Noah. Noah was the son of Lamech. Lamech was the son of Methuselah. Methuselah was the son of Enoch. Enoch was the son of Jared. Jared was the son of Mahalalel. Mahalalel was the son of Kenan. Kenan was the son of Enosh. Enosh was the son of Seth. Seth was the son of Adam. Adam was the son of God. Once again, that was Luke chapter 3, verse 21 through 38 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Jesus is the dearly loved Son of God. The voice of the Father spoke at the baptism of the Son, and the Holy Spirit descended like a dove. Jesus is the Son of God, and he brings the Father great joy. The genealogy of Jesus makes the point that Adam was the created Son of God, and Jesus is the true Son of God who fulfills all that Adam failed. Christ has come to rescue and redeem all of humanity, God's children. It is important that we understand who Jesus really is. It is also important to realize who we are in him. In Christ we have a new identity. We are God's redeemed children. The more we understand Jesus, the more we can live out who we really are. Humans have sinned. The genealogy of Jesus lists people with imperfect lives, just like ours. But God doesn't define you by your sins. He sees you as his dearly loved child. As you study the Gospels, see the mission and character of Christ, and then make decisions to follow Jesus, who is still alive and working even today. The closer you get to him, the more you understand and live out who you truly are. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What is your worth in the eyes of God? Why can this be hard to feel and live out? What does it mean to find your identity and worth in Jesus? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.